Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to ask you a question. Have you considered lately that the eyes of the Lord are watching? You know, we all know this. God's omnipresent, omnipotent. He sees everything, right? Everybody seems to believe that believes in God. But have you ever really pondered what that means, that the eyes of God, the eyes of the Lord are watching? I want to read some scriptures to you and just let them speak for themselves so we can ponder this about our lives. Let it really reach us down to our core. Genesis 6:8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I like that. Deuteronomy 13:18. When thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. 2 Samuel 15:25. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God unto the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. First Kings 9:3. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. 1 Kings 15:5. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. 1 Kings 16:25. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all that were before him. 1 Kings 22:43. And he walked in all the ways of Asa his father, and he turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. 2 Chronicles 7:16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. I think I read that one twice. 2 Chronicles 29:6. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs. Job 34:21. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the world, throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Isaiah 1:16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil doings before, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, and cease to do evil. Isaiah 16:25. Therefore I will number you with the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spoke, ye did not hear. But ye did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Jeremiah 5:3. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock, they have refused to return. Ezekiel 20:7. Then say I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Amos 9, verse 8. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. Luke 6:20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Revelation 1:4. His head and his hairs were like white wool, and white as snow, and his eyes were as flaming fire. Revelation 19:12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Proverbs 21:2. You know, before I read that one, I just want to talk about this. A lot of those verses remind us that God's watching the good, he's watching the evil, isn't he? God sees all things. He sees the sparrow fall. And Proverbs 21:2 reminds me of today. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders the heart. Is your heart for God today? Do you realize he's watching, he sees? How about Judges 17:6? In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Yeah, that's another example of our culture today. There's no King Jesus ruling this earth. There's wicked rulers. The culture is evil. People are lost. People are hate-filled, greedy, violent. God's watching. He's watching. How are you living before this holy God? Have you repented and been born again because of his shed blood and his resurrection? Are you striving in holiness and obedience? Are you enduring to the end, looking for his coming? Last verse for you. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be done. The Lord's watching. He's coming. I hope you're ready. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. This has been Jim. Brother Jim from don'tperish.com, traveling, preaching the gospel. Check out our website. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Every day we're pouring out articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs, truth to help you. Remember, God's watching. The eyes of the Lord are upon us. Will it be a blessing to you? Or will you curse your days when you stand before him? We love you all. Let us know how we can help in your faith. May God be praised.